This week, you will have your cake and eat it too. Hum, 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 hum.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/OMGCraft. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that will help you become a Minecraft expert. Last month, we showed off in our course how to make a server to play with your friends. So, in this episode, we're going to show you what to play with your friends. This is an awesome mini game called Cake Defense 2. It is a map made by Disco and is the sequel to Cake Defense, as you may have guessed with the 2 at the end of the name. It's been greatly updated with the new mobs in game. You have double waves, spells, skill trees, and this time it is fully multiplayer supported with up to 3 players in your game. Now, we're going to go ahead and play this game with a few of the people who make OMG Craft possible, Cheeto and T2. But before we do, I would like to thank the sponsor for today's episode, Audible.com. Listening to audiobooks is a great way to kill time in Minecraft. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with over 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, periodicals. And for listeners of OMG Craft, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give to you as a chance to try out their service. One audiobook you may consider downloading is At Home with Bill Bryson, or At Home by Bill Bryson, actually. This is a cool book that tells you why your home is made the way it's made. Have you ever wondered why there's like that really weird nook underneath the stairs that holds the telephone, or what a hall is and why it was ever invented? It's a room to get to other rooms. Anyway, I really enjoyed this really awesome book about my house, and Bill Bryson is an awesome author, and if you want another book to check out, I would say A Short History on Nearly Everything is also really, really good. To download this audiobook for free, or any other of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/OMGCraft. That's audiblepodcast.com/OMGCraft. Thank you so much for Audible for supporting this show. Now, let's go ahead and play the game with Cheeto and T2. So, when you join the game, a few things. One, you need to turn off clouds, because see this big old cloud in my way? It's going to be there forever. So all you have to do is go to Video Settings, see the clouds, go ahead and turn that off. Also, they would like smooth lighting to be set at high, so go ahead and do that. I'm also realizing that I don't have Disco's texture pack installed, and he may get very, very upset with me because of that. But you know what? We're just going to have to face the wrath of Disco. So, of course, Disco's texture pack is always a recommended thing whenever you're playing on a Disco map. Now, a few things that you missed is once I spawned in, I was on top of a lot of command blocks, and there was a lot of things that if you're a server admin, you can change. But if you're a server admin, I assume that you're smart enough to go ahead and figure that stuff out on your own. So there are a few different modes. We're going to go ahead and choose normal because we're big sissies. You can also start the game with this middle block right here, and then you get a cake guide over on this side, which is just a book which kind of explains a little bit about the game. But hey, you're watching this episode, so we don't have to do that. Let's go ahead and join the game. We have T2 and Cheeto here with us, so let's go ahead and start up. The person who pushes the button first will be put on the red spot, and then second will be put on the green spot, and then T2 will be put on the blue spot over there. And this corresponds to things over here, like how many points you've gotten, and apparently T2 didn't get an arrow. We may be able to fix that. This corresponds to how many points you've gotten, how many times you've buffed up a few different things you can buff up in-game, and then which character is associated with. So see that tiny red dot of wool? That's the red player. So that's me, this is Cheeto, and this is T2. Now then, there are a few features of the game, like a shop over here, which we will get into after our first wave, and then over here is the start game button. So hopefully, I think T2 has a bow, but if he doesn't, oh good, he does, he has an arrow. So if he doesn't, we're just going to kind of go crazy with it. So let's go ahead and start this game. This is done in waves, and so you can see on this board back here that this first wave is going to be zombies with thunder. And there's going to be three spawners of zombies. So there will be one of these towers, which are actually candles, that will not be spawning zombies in the beginning. So it looks like there's a spawner there, there's a spawner there. So the candle that T2 and Cheeto have kind of gathered around is a really... Oh, sorry, I totally knocked that zombie right into T2's face. Is kind of a good place for us to hang around, because if we're far enough away from the zombies, we won't get their attention right away. They won't come and get at us, and we can just kind of pick them off from afar. Your bow is given infinity from the very beginning, so you don't have to worry about wasting arrows as long as you have a single arrow in your inventory. Now you just pretty much just play the good game and smack. It's not advised to kill zombies with books, which is what I just did right there. A few other techniques is the zombies will always sort of spawn in a certain spot. So if you're doing well and you're not being completely mobbed by mobs in the game, you can kind of just camp out next to a spawner and hopefully smack them a few times before they've actually entered the game. Oops. Get out of here. The other thing is this is called Cake Defenders. Now, you may think that you need to save this cake, make sure that the cake doesn't get destroyed. But actually, we have 10 seconds. I have to get back here. I'm going to die. But actually, the cake is here just for eating. So you can go ahead and munch on that cake as much as you want without fear that you're going to lose the game because you've eaten some cake. Woo! Good first round. Now that that round is completed, you can see in the chat here in just a second that the store will open up. Shop is now open for business. So we can use the points that we have on the side of the screen there to go and buy things in-game. So you have a few options. You can return to the playing field. You can upgrade your character, upgrade abilities, or give gold to other players. This is kind of useful because at the beginning, none of us had enough gold to actually get one of the really good abilities, so I can hand off gold to other players if I need. That's in 5 gold increments. I'm going to buy this double gold skill by just clicking it, and it will give me a potion that will set my my experience up. So I'm going to go ahead, because I know that I don't have any more points, I'm going to go ahead and go back to this area. And I'm going to throw this potion on the ground. It's good to throw this on the ground, not next to other players. Otherwise, the game will get confused because it looks at your... Woo! Woohoo! It looks at your XP level to tell who activated it. And all those cool fireworks were to show that, yes, we have indeed started the double gold thing. So, actually, let's go ahead and move forward because there's a whole bunch of different waves. So let's move forward to a cooler wave segment. So here we are in a game that we've been playing for a little while. And just to show you a few differences, I have gold armor, I have a diamond sword, I have strength buff at all times. Over here on the side, you can see how many points players have gotten. So I've gotten 247, T2 has gotten 274, and poor Cheeto has only gotten 151 over there. He's holding on strong, though. And you can also see some of the things we've buffed. So right here, this is attack, this is defense, and then we have archery, or the bow. Agility is what they call it. So let's go ahead and start this round. Let me go ahead and throw the double gold thing on the ground again. And we have gold. So wait, why did... Oh, up. Okay, so I guess we've already started. So you can also tell over here, we're going to get things... Let me make sure that my video setting, there we go, bright. Oh, so much better. Okay, so you can tell which things we're going to attack this round by what is highlighted on the board. So we're going to get zombies with four spawners worth of zombies. Now, these are also level two zombies. This is Cheeto, come on. You gotta fight the zombies there. Don't just hug them. These are level two zombies, so they're harder to destroy. Now, I have buffed up my attack an awful lot, so it's kind of Okay, now we're actually starting for real. I'm not sure actually what happened. I think that was an internal glitch on our side, our fault here. So now we are fighting bunches and bunches of spiders. We got spiders. We got I can't even look over at the board. We got spiders and spiders, just spiders. It's spider mayhem over here. All level two spiders. Yeah, get out of here! Go away! Go away! Go away! Okay, I need some food. I need some food. This has gotten scary. Okay, spiders. That's enough of you. I need foods. Foods. Half a heart. We can do it. Folks, oh gosh, no. Okay, well, that's what happens. So when you respawn, you actually get a kind of cool overview of the entire map. You don't lose your items, but you do get to check out how your players are doing. By the way, if you didn't know, this whole map is a really cool cake with the candles on top of it. So I'm actually kind of happy that I died to go ahead and show off what happens when you die. Once the round is over, it resets back to the beginning, and it looks like everyone died. Did everyone die? Yep, it looks like everyone died. So we didn't get past that round, and we can just go on and try that round a second time. Really, really fun game. Thank you so much to Disco for making Cake Defense 2. I think I called it Cake Defenders 2 earlier. But Cake Defense 2 is what you are going to be downloading. If you would like a link, you can head on over to our show notes to grab that link. Thank you so much to Cheeto and T2 for playing the game with us. It's always fun to have you guys on the team. Thank you so much for watching. If you would like to subscribe to the show, you can do so at youtube.com/omgcraft or search for OMGCraft in your favorite pod catcher. Thank you so much for watching. See you guys next time. Bye.